See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Authorities say they're seeing an alarming rise in gun violence against Alabama law enforcement officers. Three Alabama police officers were killed in the first half of this year. Last week, Governor Kay Ivey signed a bill into law making murdering a first responder a capital offense. Happening today, Pike County authorities will update us on the investigation into a deadly armed robbery in Brundage. 30-year-old Neil Kumar was shot and killed during the robbery at the Gulf gas station on Highway 10 last week. Right now, no arrests have been made. And a memorial service will be held this week for an Alabama prison search dog that died after helping authorities during a contraband search. The Alabama Department of Corrections says Jake will be honored on Tuesday. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
What brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your Steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Families scattered in panic after shots are fired at the Gilroy Garlic Festival. A six-year-old boy among the victims killed. At least 15 are injured. The gunman was also killed.
Two American teenagers charged in connection with the murder of a police officer in Rome.
The FBI is asking for your help to find the serial bank robber they've dubbed the Pink Lady Bandit for the distinctive rosy purse she's carried in two of her robberies.
History was made at the world's most famous bicycle race. For the first time, a South American won the Tour de France.
Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats will be stepping down on August 15th.
An NFL star facing suspension after testing positive for a performance-enhancing drug.
Announcing on social media that he failed a drug test after taking fertility medication.
Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood raking in almost $40 million for its second place in its debut weekend. It's actually the best weekend opening ever for Tarantino.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. 272-9228. Excuse me. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market, then any caller, including Stan or Gary G, can get in on this weekly farm market gift basket. What is in that gift basket? Well, $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Highly recommend them. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Stan. Stan, welcome aboard.
Good afternoon, sir. I got a question about that grant that Baltimore was given. Did you say it was $1.8 billion with a B?
Correct.
How long ago was that, I wonder?
I'm sorry?
How long ago did that happen?
If I remember, I think it was 2015.
About 4 years ago. Okay, just for my own curiosity.
It's at the end of 2015 because it was brought in. I think that's correct, because it came in as kind of a last-minute deal.
Okay, yeah. Well, like I say, it was just for my own curiosity. If it had been done last week. Well, I could understand not having had enough time to effectively disperse it, but that's been a little while.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like anonymous. What happened to all that money?
Well, and if you go back and look at Trump's tweet, that's one of the things he talks about in the tweet, is what happened to the money.
Exactly. Oh, Alexia, it was just for my benefit. Hey, I appreciate your time.
Absolutely, Stan. I appreciate you calling. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Gary G. Gary G., welcome aboard the Dan Mars Show on a Monday, starting your week outright.
Hey, Dan, how are you today?
I am really good.
Good. Good, my friend. Good. That's good to know. I just want to let you know that we're talking about Maryland, and I had a friend that lived in a little suburb of Baltimore called Towson. And they had a university up there, University of Towson. It's a pretty neat place, but, you know, it's like every place else. There's places in Montgomery, Alabama, I would be embarrassed to take people to. Mm-hmm. They had cool places, and then they have rebuildable places.
Yeah.
And there was a little bit of history there because some rebel bandits went up there and burned the governor's house, which was not even a half a mile from my friends. They had a golf course up there now. I said, did you know the rebel forces got right down the street from you here? They burned your governor's house.
Oh, wow.
Too bad they didn't burn the whole city. But anyway, that was just a little bit of history and a little fact that, yeah, if every town has places where infested with rats of all kinds.
Yeah, I tell you what, in Washington, D.C., I used to cut through an alley to go to the parking deck to get my car. One time, I came across about five wharf rats, and those things were huge. I said, and the girl that I was with, she screamed bloody murder. I was going, like, they're going to think I'm raping you. It's like crazy. Yeah, so we never did that again.
They were so good. I mean, you could go up to the bay, to the Chesapeake Bay Park, and get some of the best crab cakes in the world.
Oh, absolutely. Phillips.
The wharf area was gorgeous.
Yeah, Phillips.
You know, 10 minutes from anywhere.
Yeah, Phillips Seafood.
10 minutes from downtown Montgomery, I'd be embarrassed to take anybody there. But, I mean, that's the part of growth in a city. They're going to grow, and yeah, those pieces that have left, that have migrated out, those are going to stand in ruins. So, anyway. Happy Monday, and I'd like to get in this week 3:30.
Gary G., give me your month and day of birth, my friend.
3:30.
You got that, Joey son?
Oh, yes.
Gary G., 3:30, you are in, my friend.
Y'all have a good afternoon, and I enjoy your show.
Thank you so very much. Let's go to the phones. This is going to be a hard name to remember. Dan.
Hey, good afternoon, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
How are you doing today, Dan?
I'm doing great. I just want to ask you a question, and I'll hang up and listen.
Sure.
Overall, across the U.S., what are your thoughts? Is this constant barrage against the president? Do people actually listen? Do you think it's working, not working, good, bad, or different?
That is a great question. One of the reasons I'm playing this for you so you guys can hear what is being talked about. Now, Morning Joe has got a tiny, tiny audience. And they beat the drum louder than anybody other than Rachel Maddow, who has a small audience, and Lemon, as they call him, and Chris Hayes, those people. All of those have small audiences, and thank goodness. But when Chuck Todd on Meet the Press says the racist tweet, Donald Trump did another racist tweet, and I'm sorry I didn't get that cut for you guys, but he's got an audience that's pretty substantial. Basically larger than all the ones I just mentioned combined. So the good news is they're just talking to their choir and they're trying to incite their choir. The great news is their choir isn't very large.
Cool. Okay. Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I believe this next clip is the one of the lady from MoveOn.org. If you guys don't know what MoveOn.org is, but this is basically a group that was built to help save Bill Clinton that turned into this far-left, Antifa-loving, liberal-loving, conservative-hating group. And I think this is her. Listen to this.
So far, the only response from Chairman Cummings came Saturday morning when he tweeted, quote, "Mr. President, I go home to my district daily each morning. I wake up I go and fight for my neighbors. It is my constitutional duty to conduct oversight of the executive branch. But it is my moral duty to fight for my constituents. Just yesterday, I held a hearing on the skyrocketing prices of prescription drugs and the financial hardships that families across the nation and in Baltimore are facing. Mr. President, can we address this together? 2 years ago, I went to the White House to ask you to endorse my bill to let the government negotiate directly for lower drug prices. You told me then that you supported the legislation and that you would work with me to make it happen. I took you at your word.
So I got the wrong clip there. That, you know, that's the other thing is that, you know, Donald Trump is racist, xenophobe, he's sexist, but then the other thing is he cannot be trusted. Cannot be trusted. Elijah Cummings can be trusted. Joe Scarborough can be trusted. Donald Trump, not so much. So let's listen to this last, I think this last clip here. This has got
Green,
to be said.
This is what, again, has flummoxed me for several years. Donald Trump reached out to Elijah Cummings after watching Elijah on this show. They met.
Yeah.
Together, Donald Trump could have worked with Elijah Cummings for a bipartisan bill to bring down the cost of medication. And it seemed like they could move forward in that way. Nancy Pelosi, when she was on our show the morning Donald Trump got inaugurated, said he can be a very gracious, a very warm person. They had a good relationship going back some time, that they could get things done. And yet, when given this these political opportunities that would be huge political wins, he's chosen to divide time and time again.
Stop. This is unbelievable. He chose to divide. Not Nancy Pelosi chose to be an obstructionist. He chose to do this. This is just unbelievable.
Well, and if Elijah Cummings is so interested in that bill on prescription drugs, something I've heard the president call for, pass it in the House.
There you go.
I'm sure the Senate will take it up and Trump will be happy to sign it. That's not what y'all have been up to, though.
Bingo. Let's continue on, my friend.
When given this these political opportunities that would be huge political wins, he's chosen to divide time
no,
and
he
time
hasn't.
Again in a short-sighted, bigoted approach.
Bigoted.
That is sure
Suicide.
To get him defeated next year. I do not understand it, and I never will.
Yeah, Joe. So on January 20th, 2017, Donald Trump put his hand on the Bible, technically two Bibles, and took the oath of the presidency to be a president for all of us. And since that day, since that moment, every hour, he seems to just prove that to be wrong, right? He is not a president for black people. He's not a president for women. He's not a president for brown people. He's not a president for the LGBTQ community. He chooses to just double down and triple down on bigotry and racism. And now what we are seeing in 2019, a modern day president who is choosing to use racism, division, hatred to win, thinking he's going to win 2020 with that. And so...
This is unbelievable. So he hates black people, hates brown people, and he's trying to divide. How many times has he... I mean, he did the justice reform thing. He had... he's had black leaders say... The economy is great, and the people that are benefited from it are black people. What does he say? Oh, darn it. I can't believe I'm helping black people out. Can't we do the economy where it works, but it hurts black people and brown people? He says all the time that the people who have been a beneficiary of this are African-American and Hispanics. Says that all the time. But to listen to them, oh, no, no, no. Continue on, my friend.
To folks who are watching, we cannot allow this to happen. We have to figure out who are we as a country moving forward. Who are we? Do we want this? Right? Because all of this is going to come down to November 2020. And I say to Republicans, especially Republicans' leadership, please speak up. Enough is enough. Mm-hmm. We are a young democracy. We really are. You know, I was really struck by what Ignatius was saying, David Ignatius was saying. I don't know where Donald Trump wants to take this, but it's wherever it is, it's going to be dangerous. It could lead to some sort of horrible civil war. You know, he is testing us. He's testing the democracy. He's shredding the Constitution. And so Republicans, the leadership in the Republican Party need to stand up. You have to speak up, because if you don't, you are encouraging this. You are picking Donald Trump, loyalty to Donald Trump, instead of to the country.
That is unbelievable. That is unbelievable. And all they're trying to do is a mechanism to try to get their vote out. Everything she just said is not true. Remember, MoveOn.org's whole deal is that they want to get Donald Trump out of there. That's what they live for. That is their mission. So why would you believe anything that anybody says that their mission is to get rid of Donald Trump? They're biased. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to David. David, welcome aboard.
So the ultimate question to be asked is, what have the Democrats done for minorities in this country in the last 10 years?
Ooh, good question.
What? Name what? Name a positive thing that they have done for minorities in the last 10 years.
Elect a black, first black president?
that's basically it.
Enough on the Supreme Court for the Obergefell gay marriage issue. I think that's the only thing. I'm thinking of Obama's legacy.
But let me tell you something. That's African American.
No, yeah. And that isn't. But that's the only thing I'm thinking of Obama's legacy that's lasting.
Yeah, I heard someone on one of the talking head shows this weekend, just basically say that, today's Democrat Party has completely devoided itself of even trying to help minorities and has basically sold its soul to the illegal element in this country.
Ooh.
Which is basically true. Mm-hmm. I mean, they basically have disenfranchised minority voters, legal minority voters in this country, and have thrown them aside to get the illegals in this country to vote.
Interesting.
And that's basically their legacy.
Interesting.
So, sad to say, but true, I think.
It is sad to say. But that's a great question that you posed.
Yeah, have a good one, guys.
Thanks, David. Bill Cranky, Papa B, coming back to you right after this.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it.
Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
Starry nights, sunny days. I always thought that love should be that way. Then comes a time that you're
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are. Let's go to the phones. We got a bank full of calls here. Let's go to Bill. Bill, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you, Bill?
I'm great. How long has Elijah Cummings been in Congress?
Since 1996.
So he's been there long enough to have voted on Obamacare, huh?
Oh, yeah, he definitely voted for Obamacare.
So, the prescription drug pricing should not be a real big surprise to him, should it?
Well, what he was advocating, which I actually advocate, is that where you can buy direct, you can put affinity groups and go direct to the drug company and buy drugs. And, you know, affinity groups to me is a big, and what you're doing is you're basically taking a group of people that have something in common and you're pooling your resources together to go buy things.
Yeah, and I understand that, but didn't Obamacare kind of make that illegal?
It didn't make it, yeah, I guess it did make it illegal.
I think that's the same reason. You remember when he said, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. How could I forget that?
Yeah, I think that covered that. I think that's the same reason you can't have insurance cooperatives. I don't know if you've tried to buy health insurance in Alabama, but it isn't real easy.
No, I haven't tried to buy health insurance in Alabama, and the whole, particularly for the 50 to 60 year old group out there, they are getting pounded in the health insurance arena.
Yeah, me and my wife pay about $2,000 a month.
Yep.
And now we got good insurance, but I'm getting tired of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
There you go. Well, I tell you what, I highly recommend Christian Medical groups. Those combined force groups are really good, particularly if you take the money that is the difference of what your premium is and what you're paying now and bank it. It's it can be very, very good. I have one client that he's already banked, I think it's like $28,000.
Yeah. Now, the only thing is at my age and my wife's age, we're both over that 60 mark. So it's really a crapshoot because we've had some health issues in the last 6 months.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Christian Healthcare Ministries pays for it. It's just you have to do a billing to you, and then you send the bill to them, and then they pay for it.
Yeah. All right. Well, I just thought I would mention that Elijah Cummings kind of voted for what raised the cost of health care. So now he wants the Republicans to bail out the Democrats who brought us Obamacare.
There you go. Good point. Thanks for the telephone call, Bill. Cranky.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Are you in a cranky mood today?
Always.
There you go. You're born that way.
Learn it, love it. He is a racist, but he's trying to camouflage his operations in racism. That's why he's working so hard to free that black guy that's been captured by a foreign government overseas. He's working to try to get him free. He is actively working to get an inmate on federal death row executed, that's, you know, white supremacist. It just goes on and on and on, the horrible things that he's done and that he's doing.
Yeah, that racist fiend.
Well, I just, you know, here's the thing. It's not going to work. All it's going to do is blow up in their face, because people are waking up and smelling the coffee, and it ain't Starbucks coffee. You know, it's red, white, and blue coffee. That dead horse that they're beating is going to get rancid, and they're going to die from it.
I like that.
Democrats, we're not laughing with you. We're laughing at you. It is unbelievable. And some of, you know, what really surprises me is some of the long-term, you know, lifelong Democrats that are in this area that are just, you know, generally good people all the way around, and you know them, you're friends with some of them, I am too. How they can continue to carry that D at the end of their name just befuddles me, because that D represents a group of people that hates everything, all of the good traditions, all of the things that have made America great over the years. They despise it, and the D stands for destroy. But they're going to destroy themselves. Their hatred and the blindness that their hatred has caused, it's going to destroy them. And, you know, they're going to long for the days when the Democratic Party was as good as it was when Dukakis was, you know, was the talk of the town.
Boy, those were the days.
Well, I mean, you know, folks like Joey had, you know, they hadn't been around. They don't know. There have been some dark days now. They did. They've bounced back. And, for better or worse, they bounced back. But, I mean, you know, this is not the new and improved Democratic Party of what's good for America.
Well, in the way that you started out your conversation, talking about the Democrats we know, the Democrats that I knew 20 years ago, they're not Democrats any longer.
Well, I understand. I understand. The Russia, Russia, Russia didn't work. Racism, racism, racism. When there's nothing there, people are, you know, I think it's going to be a bigger landslide than when Reagan won, because they have just doubled down on nothing.
They certainly eliminated, and this has been part of a conversation. There's enough stupid to go around here. The media looks stupid. These talking head Democrats look stupid, and they just don't, they're fine when they're in their district. When they're in their tight circle, they're fine. They get out there, they're lost, absolutely lost.
Well, that's just like the cartoon that I saw last week that was so funny about Mueller. They had taken the old Talking Frog cartoon and behind closed doors.
Yeah. Talking Frog. Oh, my baby, oh, my mama.
And when he's out in public and up testified, you know, it's going, burr, burr.
One of my favorite cartoons.
That's one of my favorite, too.
You know,
Hello, my darling.
Listen, a side note here, a bit of worthless trivia from the Crankster. That is the most famous and the most recognized cartoon, single cartoon in the world. Everybody knows that cartoon, even in, you know, non-English-speaking countries.
So, oh, wow.
Anyhow, I know you got people waiting. I'm gonna shut up and go. But they think that they're stopping and smelling the roses. But all they're smelling, they're not even getting any helium, man. All they're doing is getting some good whiffs off some strong flatulence.
Thanks, Cranky. Great call.
Have a good afternoon. Thank you.
Hey, has somebody who's took advantage of the 40% off from Dan Black Studios at church.
Wow.
40% off. Basically, what he said is that he thought it was going to be somewhere in the neighborhood about $250. It turned out to be $100.
Mm.
And he got all of this stuff from his kids. And he said, I feel better. I feel like I've saved something here. I've saved this legacy. I've saved these memories that he didn't even have the machine that it ran on. He used to put the tape in the camera. Well, that thing stopped working years ago. He didn't even have a way to, he tried to buy one on eBay, couldn't find one.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, I am thrilled by Dan Black and Dan Black Studios and what they're doing. And I mean, it's a lot of tapes. It's like 10 tapes.
Wow.
A lot of hours.
What a deal. 40% off if you're a Dan Moore Show listener.
Okay, but you have to do it before July the 31st. You're right. That's tomorrow.
Yeah.
No day after
Wednesday.
Tomorrow.
Wednesday, yes.
So, guys, I'm going to give you the telephone number for my good friend, Dan Black, Dan Black Studio, 334-676-1734, 676-1734. Give Dan a call. Get 40% off. But you've got to tell him you're a Dan Morris Show listener. I got to go run an errand for Joey. Going to be right back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all, 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up. A teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Fox News, I'm Karen McHugh. Three dead, including a six-year-old boy, a dozen wounded, in a mass shooting at a Northern California food festival.
They still do not have a motive in this shooting, but they are looking into any possible associations the shooter might have had, and they say the FBI is assisting with that. They also tell us that the gunman in this case had an assault-style rifle. Meanwhile, the responding officers who got here, according to them, in less than a minute to the scene, they had handguns.
Fox's Jeff Pauling Gilroy, the gunman, shot dead by police. Canadian police intensify the hunt for a pair of American teens suspected in three separate murders.
Our partners in Manitoba did receive a tip, and they're following up on that tip and have redeployed some of their resources in order to do that.
Sergeant Janelle Soyette of the RCMP in British Columbia. And in Afghanistan, two U.S. service members have been killed by an Afghan soldier. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Not much change with this hot pattern, but not too many storms to go around in these last few days of July. For today and tomorrow, a good bit of sun. High temperatures near 95, heat index near 100. Only widely scattered afternoon storms, but rather isolated. Lows at night around 72. More spotty storms on Wednesday and Thursday, but a better chance on Friday. Highs in the middle 90s each day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Ah, yes. Let's go to the phones, boys and girls. Let's go to Papa B, Papa B, Papa B. How are you, my friend?
Woohoo! Doing good, Dan. Joey Stone.
Doing well.
Having a good day. Poor old Elijah. Bless his heart.
He couldn't help it. He was born with a silver boot in his mouth.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody's made this point, but I don't mind reiterating it. So, basically what Nancy Pelosi, Morning Joe, everybody else is saying is, if you even dare to bring a criticism to somebody like Elijah Cummings, well, that makes you a racist.
Of course.
What I'm hearing?
Yeah, that's exactly what you're hearing. If you criticize somebody of color, then you're a racist.
So basically, I guess the people of color are what, morally superior to white people.
Well, let me ask you something. If a person of color were to and basically say something bad or criticize a white person, are they a racist? Of course not.
Of course not. So, you know, I tell you, this is what's happening out there. Trump is the first president and maybe the first national politician that's really willing to go in there and expose that woe-out, dog-eared race card for what it is.
Yeah.
Just you know, it's meaningless. They've made it meaningless.
They really have.
They want to throw it out at everything.
Give him applause on that. That you, they've devalued the concept.
Exactly. So, you know, I've said it before. It's basically just a political extortion racket, a combination of a political extortion racket and a fool's errand. That's what it pretty much is nowadays. So, oh my goodness, Elijah Cummings here, you know, I bet you RC and a moon pie that just about every dollar that goes through his district finds its way back into his pocket or the pockets of his friends, you know, somehow or other. But no, we can't even talk about it because he's black. Oh my goodness, he's a civil rights leader. No, we can't even think about that. But perish the thought. You know, it's so stupid. And who's really getting screwed are the black people in his district. That's who's really getting screwed.
Exactly right. Give him applause, you know? Again. He's a twofer.
I'm on a streak today.
You are on a roll, my friend. You're on a roll.
Yeah. I tell you, one of those things I want to ask you about, Dan, is Dan Coates, okay?
Yep.
Dan Coates, DNI, Director of National Intelligence, I suppose. So what is the DNI? What does he do?
They are the kind of the composite of holding intelligence information for the country, and it was developed after 9/11 because the one group was not talking to the other group. So FBI was not talking to CIA, so they didn't know about the pilots that were in Arizona learning how to take off but not land. So there's
some of them were in Auburn, weren't they? Some of the pilots were in Auburn, I understand.
Were in Auburn?
I think so, yeah.
I haven't heard that. I've heard Arizona. I've never heard Auburn.
Yeah, I think you might want to. Well, anyway, if you ask. So this is a pretty powerful position. I mean, I like Dan Coates. I'm not going to question his patriotism. I believe he lost his wife in 9/11 and, you know, the plane that crashed there in Pennsylvania. And so, you know, I'm sure he has every reason to be patriotic and do his due diligence and everything. But now, hang on a second. It looks like under his watch, the DOJ and the FBI were still up to some really no-account things. Could he have done anything or exposed anything about that while he was... DNI?
Well, I'll tell you what the what rumor control is, and let me kind of set the story up, Joey. If you'll go to the Director of National Intelligence to resign, let's do this story, and then I'm going to give you something to think about with this.
Well, one of the few remaining members of President Trump's original national security team says it's time to move on. Dan Coates says he is resigning as Director of National Intelligence. Coates had a tense relationship with the president over some high-profile security threats, including Russia, Iran, and North Korea. Ben Tracy is at the White House. Ben, who is the president named as Coates' successor?
Well, the president says that he's going to nominate Texas Republican Congressman John Ratcliffe to replace Dan Coates as the Director of National Intelligence. Now, the president made this announcement via Twitter on Sunday, saying that Coates will leave office on August 15th. Now, the Director of National Intelligence serves as the country's top intelligence official, charged with overseeing all 17 agencies of the U.S. intelligence community. Now, Coates has held the role since March 2017. His exit has long been speculated, mainly because he's often clashed with the president over national security issues, including defending intelligence agencies' conclusion that Russia interfered in the 2016 election. Now, Ratcliffe has served in the House since 2015. He's a member of both the Intelligence and Judiciary Committees. The former U.S. attorney notably defended President Trump during a fierce exchange with Robert Mueller during last week's hearing. Now, Ratcliffe still has to be confirmed by the Senate, and the president says he will name an acting director in the meantime.
Okay. So the guy that's going to replace Coates is Ratcliffe. And Coates replaced...
Good choice.
Who, and Coates replaced whom from the Obama administration? Clapper.
Oh, my.
Okay, so let me kind of set this up for you. So the guy who knows more about what's going on with the dirty dossier and the use of intelligence, inappropriate use of intelligence, is one guy in Congress, and his name is Ratliff. Okay. So, and I'll tell you the problem with Dan Coats. I'm getting this from my folks. Is Dan Coats, you remember the president said, I want all the agencies to cooperate with Barr and get anything you want. Well, all during this time, and I'm talking about since he got there, it's basically been that Dan Coats has been, from what I think and what my group thinks, is that he's been listening to the insiders there, and they're kind of going like, Russia's doing all of this, and nobody did anything wrong, and these departments is all just made up. Nobody's done anything. And he's been kind of carrying the water, and there's a real belief that he was listening to the wrong people. I think Ratliff is going to change all of that.
And I'm sure he is.
What you're going to hear is the biggest scream from Democrats that Ratliff is too political and that he's going to politicize the DNI. And the person who politicized the DNI's last name is Clapper.
Yep.
And the people are still there, and they were affecting and influencing Dan Coats. Now, that last part is my part, and what I'm kind of getting from my group is that piece.
I got you. Okay. You know what? That does make sense, though.
It really does, doesn't it?
That's starting to make sense, yeah. Well, and see, I see a little bit of a confluence between the first part of our conversation and the second part of our conversation here. And that is that really there is an old guard in the Republican Party that truly has a tin ear towards what are some real, you know, issues here, and they have been unwilling to really make some exposition about deep state and about some of these race-based things that are going on because they want to keep, for whatever reason, I guess, the peace, you know? That's the only thing I could even think that it might be, but anyway, I'm always trying to draw, you know, make more of something than it is, but actually I think that there are a lot of Republicans that don't really want to confront things like Elijah Cummings, people like Elijah Cummings, Nancy Pelosi, and this realm, okay? And Dan Coats might have fallen into that same kind of...
Well, Dan Coats certainly is more of an institutionalist than anybody else around. I mean, Barr is pragmatic and sees things for what their value is. Coats is clearly an institutionalist.
Right. Everything is copacetic, you know, keep the normal, you know, keep things going.
Well, nobody would ever do anything wrong within an intelligence community.
Right.
That's an institutionalist.
Right.
Nobody would ever do that.
No, of course not. What are you talking about?
I know.
Thank you for taking my call, Dan. It's been a good one. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Clint, hang on for me, buddy. I'm going to a break. Coming back, Dan Moore Show, right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery. Unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1. WACV.
Joey, we did not get to the Papadopoulos or the Devin Nunes or the Giant Ratliff clip for today.
Yeah, this whole Elijah Cummings fight has gotten the collars lit up.
Really, yeah. Let's go to the phone, so let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good day, sir. I'm a first-time caller.
Good luck with that one.
That didn't work, did it?
It didn't.
Hey, you know, the people the president has appointed, some of them left. And then with what's-his-name leaving, and Ratliff going to take over, he may not work out for Donald Trump.
I tell you, let me give you my take here. I think Donald Trump has learned what he needs in a person to be in a cabinet position. And where I think Mathis was a great choice, but I think Mathis and Donald Trump didn't get along well. And I think he realizes that you got to be good at your job, but you also have to be a team player. And Bill Barr is that. Mike Pompeo is that, without a doubt. And I think those are the two best cabinet members he's got right now.
So do I. I agree with that. And Ratliff, he did a good job last week with Mueller. And I was impressed by that man.
Yeah, he's a team player, without a doubt. He understands.
And I hope he hangs with it, and we'll see what happens. These Dems, you know, we got, 16 months to the election?
I'll go with that.
And these Dems, they're going to keep pushing this racism. You know, Dan Morris, you're a racist to me. I mean, I got a better suntan you got.
let me warn you in the audience.
I'm a person of color.
Let me warn you in the audience is that they're going to go after Ratliff with arms, elbows, and feet because they are scared to death. And again, what they're going to do is they're going to say he's too political to be in there. And they are going to try to lionize him and make him look awful.
Well, what does that mean, too political? Everybody in D.C. is political.
Well, when you're a Republican, you can't do anything political.
Yeah, crazy. Yes, it's crazy.
Yep.
But they're going to push this racism on the president until November.
Of course.
That's where it is. And, sir, I tried the peaches this weekend.
How were they?
Great. Good. I put Rolo ice cream.
Ooh.
On that peach. And I got one more left. So.
Well, they're really good. I love doing that. I'm going to do it again.
Yes, sir. I thank you for that recipe. It worked out well.
Great. I'm glad you enjoyed it. You have a wonderful day, Clint.
You too, sir.
Let me try to fit in part of Byron York here. Byron York is going to be talking about the Trump Cummings dust-up.
Look, I was in Congress for 6 years. If I had poverty in my district like they have in Baltimore, if I had crime in my district like they have in Chicago, if I had homelessness in my district like they have in San Francisco, and I spent all of my time in Washington, D.C. chasing down this Mueller investigation, this bizarre impeachment crusade, I'd get fired. And I think the president is right to raise that. It has absolutely zero to do with race.
Well, now to the heat on this. The White House defending the criticism of Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings. Democrats calling the president racist after he said Cummings' district, which includes more than half the city of Baltimore, was an infested mess. The president firing back in part on Twitter. Here's one of them. There's nothing racist in stating plainly what most people already know, that Elijah Cummings has done a terrible job for the people of his district and of Baltimore itself. Dems always play the race card when they are unable to win with facts. Shame. That was just one of the tweets. Byron York has analysis. There's been so much back and forth over the weekend. Start in the beginning with the heavy criticism of conditions at the border from the congressman, Byron.
Well, a common feature of all of the president's feuds is they usually begin with somebody criticizing the president. And that's certainly what Representative Cummings has done, not only on the issue of Russia, but on the issue of the border. He did a very, very strong criticism of conditions at the border, blamed the president for them. And it really wasn't a surprise. The president then said, well, hey, Representative Cummings, maybe you should pay more attention to your own district, saying that Baltimore was a, quote, disgusting rat and rodent infested mess. That immediately set off the firestorm, a number of Democrats and people in the press saying that the president was a racist for saying this. It is a fact that the Baltimore does have a terrible violence problem. Its homicide rate is the highest of the 50 largest American cities.
Okay, so that's Byron talking to America's Newsroom. Let's stay with it, though, if we can fit another one in there. I think we can.
Here's your poverty level, 2017, 22%.
Listen to the numbers.
National level's around 12%. So now people are going back to the record right now, Byron. And part of that record reflects on Bernie Sanders' comments that he has offered over the past couple of years. Here's one of them from Sanders.
Anyone who took the walk that we took, around this neighborhood would not think you're in a wealthy nation. You would think that you were in a third world country. What we're talking about is a community in which half of the people don't have jobs. We're talking about a community in which there are hundreds of buildings that are uninhabitable.
That was 2015.
Well, an article in the New York Times in March of this year noted a number of things about Baltimore very similar to what the president said. So this argument is dug in now. The defenders are going to defend, the attackers are going to attack, and it's not going anywhere.
Not going anywhere. What's his name? Stepped on him. I guess I can't fit this last clip in, right?
No, we're pretty much
done. Okay, so I'll finish up with Byron tomorrow. I've got Devin Nunes. I've got Ratliff. I've got Papadopoulos. Nunes and Papadopoulos have some new information for you here. The Ratliff thing was interesting because when he did this interview, he at that point did not know he was about to be named. He had met with the president but did not know he was about to be named. And this got some interesting stuff in there. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show. Good Monday.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. And I keep doing this until I get it right. Grab your Dell the Great. He's next. Adios.